New. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this July 8th, 2026 edition. A recent appeals court ruling vacating the conviction of one defendant in the 2020 fake plot, FBI entrapment plot, to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer means convictions for two co-defendants should be overturned, attorneys argued yesterday. Assistant Attorney General John S. Pallas acknowledged that the published opinion in Joseph Morrison's case has precedent's effect. Proceeded, you know what, hold on. That word's misspelled. There it is. Precedent's effect that could lead yesterday's panel to overturn the convictions for co-defendants Pete Masuco and Paul Bellar. The dispute stems from the Court of Appeals' June ruling that Michigan's terrorism statute requires underlying violent felony, quote unquote, as defined elsewhere in state law and kidnapping laws, does not qualify under the statutory definition because Morrison's convictions rested on kidnapping as the primary offense. The court vacated the conviction. Well, just like Morrison, Bellar and Masuco were convicted of providing material support for an act of terrorism and subsequently were sentenced to prison. While the appellate court judges Mark Boonstra, Thomas Cameron, and Brock Swartzel, vacated Morrison's conviction that was done back on June 9th of this year. Well, in yesterday's Court of Appeals courtroom, the argument is on whether Masuco and Bellar also should be let off the hook and have their convictions overturned as well. The attorney Jason Eggert argued this court can indicate if it wishes, however, that it is following the decision in the Morrison case only because it must, and that it otherwise disagrees with that decision. This was the argument put up by the Attorney General arguing on behalf of Dana Nessel's office. He also asked if the Michigan Supreme Court should be hearing the appeal in the Morrison case very soon, and should this case wait until that decision? Well, Jason Eggert, the actual attorney with the State Appellate Defender's Office who represents Masuco, went even further, arguing that a separate appeals panel found that kidnapping cannot serve as the underlying violent felony needed to support a conviction for terrorism. In providing material support, which would be an act of terrorism, but kidnapping is not part of it. What we have here is a finding that the evidence that they proved in court is in fact insufficient. It's an acquittal on appeal. Well, one of the other Court of Appeals Judge Daniel Corcoran asked Eggert, the attorney, was he asking the panel to determine if the evidence other than kidnapping was sufficient? The attorney Eggert replied that the state's case was premised on the alleged kidnapping, which is evident by Governor Gretchen Whitmer being allowed to offer a victim impact statement at the sentencing. He said, if it wasn't based on kidnapping, why was Governor Gretchen Whitmer allowed to even make a statement? Well, the other judge, Michael Kelly, interjected that the prosecutor presented testimony about blowing up stuff and murdering police officers. And while Eggert acknowledged that was clear, the question was whether the Attorney General's office can seek a retrial when a court ruled the basis for the convictions were insufficient. The verdict could not be served at that point. A finding of legal insufficiency is just that, and it requires double jeopardy to be attached to it. What is double jeopardy? That means a person cannot be punished more than once for the same crime. Well, the other convicted person, Bellar's attorney, Ronald Ambrose, urged the panel of appellate judges, including, oh my God, they got this lady. Are you kidding me? Judge Saima G. Patel, the most liberal communist legislating from the bench judge possible. Well, his attorney argued and urged the judges to apply the Morrison's decision and to vacate his client's conviction. Ambrose also argued that his client left the Wolverine Watchmen Group the day after a June 2020 training session, when the leaders of the plot, who were convicted in federal court, told anyone who was not in to get out. And his client did exactly that. He went back to his vehicle and left. Well, the one judge questioned whether Bellar provided support if he knew about the plot during the training, and Ambrose replied that Bellar left before the alleged extreme statements were made. He had no intent to support such activities, Ambrose told the panel on behalf of his client. Well, the attorney, Assistant Attorney General Pallas, argued that neither Bellar nor Masuko raised the Morrison opinion until after the appeals panel requested them to do so. These defendants were hell-bent on helping to start a civil war in the United States, wreaking havoc with our law enforcement and political systems. Noting that Morrison's decision is wrong from a common sense point of view. How can kidnapping not be considered violent? Pallas said that just doesn't make sense. If you were to ask any citizen on the street, is kidnapping, and then he was interrupted by Kelly. But we don't ask citizens on the street, do we? We look at statutes. We look at language, and we look at legal definitions. So you can stop that argument right there. Whoa. Interrupted by Judge Michael Kelly. So I know where Kelly's coming from. I know exactly where Saima G. Patel is going to come from. She's not going to overturn these convictions any way, shape, or form. So it's basically going to come down to the third judge on the panel. And I do not know Daniel Corbin Kin. This guy, I've never even heard of him, can't even say his name. So we'll see where this goes. But I want to back the bus all the way up. Back it all the way up to October of 2020. Right before the November 2020 presidential election, where allegedly Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in Michigan. Don't believe that in any way, shape, or form. I will go to my grave with that one. I had Matt DiPerno, never heard of him, did not know who he was, on my show, October of 2020, when this story first broke. Matt DiPerno had gone to the jail where these guys were being held. He was willing to represent all of them pro bono without a charge and was told that they already had public defenders representing them. He came on this show and he talked about this being a fake plot completely put together by not one but two FBI agents that basically entrapped all these guys into this fake kidnap plot and allegedly going to kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She did it for publicity because she wanted Biden to pick her to be his vice president. Who did he pick? Kamala Harris. And Gretchen Whitmer's federal political career ended. And she's going to try to run for president in 2028. It's not going to work. Gavin Newsom, possibly even AOC or Kamala Harris, will be at the top. Gretchen Whitmer will be a way back fourth or fifth place in the polling come 2028. Absolutely a failure as a governor in the state of Michigan. And I only hope and pray we get a Republican governor that will overturn and undo everything she's destroyed on this state. The budget, economic development money being wasted. It's a money laundering scheme. And passing an energy plan by 2040 that all the electricity in the state of Michigan must be generated by the stupid wind turbines and solar panels. Complete failure as a governor. Wake up, people. Understand how much damage she's caused to our state. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. The other component to all this, to wrap up this story, is the fact that these criminal charges, these convictions, based on this fake FBI entrapment plot, is starting to fall apart. One of the defendants already having his conviction overturned. These other two don't know with these judges whether they will or not, but they should. And a complete exposure of this horrifically bad governorship. I got a post this morning on my Twitter X account talking about the fake, secretive, corrupt Michigan Economic Development Corporation responsible for wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on economic development. Former CEO retired from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Rich Studley, said it's time for the MEDC to be totally defunded and the CEO, Quentin Messer, to be fired. And then he's got this cute little cartoon gif of two muscular cartoon characters shoveling piles of cash into this burning fire, just completely wasting the money. This is amazing. This is going to be one of the things that the Republican Party is going to have to deal with. The process of how the money is spent wisely, efficiently, productively to finance state government in Lansing. And frankly, it's got to be a paradigm shift. A forensic audit comes in starting with zero budget. No money. Each department and agency must prove exactly what they're using the money for and how much money they actually need to operate. Eliminate all the wasteful spending and reduce the revenue side by eliminating state income tax and property taxes. If we have a governor and a Republican House and Senate that will work together to do that over the next 4 years, we can turn this ship around. It's that simple. It is that simple, literally. One of the things you guys have to understand, and this is critically important, if it's not done, if it goes in the opposite direction, Benson becomes the next governor, turn out the lights. It's over, because this state will continue to waste spending, not providing the services necessary to provide a climate to compete with other states. Declining population will continue. Last one out, turn off the lights. Because that's basically what's happening. One of the things that it comes down to is for people to understand how critical this election is. Very simply, folks, you Republicans out there, did you vote on November 5th, 2024 for President Donald Trump? If you voted in that presidential election, you've got to vote this year in the November 3rd election. It's basically that simple. If we get out the vote, the Republicans win. We don't, it's over. Because here is a perfect example. A perfect example. Dave Bondi TV reporting, Michigan taxpayers spent hundreds of millions of dollars on a secret deal to bring a semiconductor plant to the Flint area, Genesee County. But the taxpayers weren't even allowed to know the company's name. Today, go to the site. There's no factory. There's no 7,400 jobs and no economic miracle happening in Genesee County. It's an empty field with trees. One very simple question to ask. Who's accountable for this? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Quentin Messer Jr., MEDC. It's that simple. It is literally that simple. So, if you don't wake up, people, and understand what the Democrat Party has turned into, socialism, globalism, Islam, LGBTQXYZ, all of this stuff is the basic platform under which these Democrats are operating. And Benson is just a pretty face putting a Democrat spin on it. It's not Democrat. All of these components is exactly coming into play. Look who's leading in the polls right now for the Democrat Party for U.S. Senate. Muslim Abdul El-Sayed. You just connect the dots. It's that simple. And I'm not slandering him in any way, shape, or form. He admits it. He's a Muslim. Death to America, death to Israel. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis.